And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. This week, we welcome a new neighbor to the coastside. His name is Eamon Allen, and he happens to be the captain in charge of the coastside division, if you will, of the San Mateo Sheriff's Office. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me.
You've been here on duty on the coastside for a short period of time. Any initial observations that strike you as being kind of an interesting assignment for you?
Well, I think what just strikes me is how welcoming everybody's been and how supportive everybody is of our Coastside Bureau here, our Half Moon Bay Police Bureau, as well as the Coastside Patrol. And we have a tremendous staff out here, but just all the niches of personalities on the Coastside and just how everybody has welcomed me and welcomed our Bureau has really, really been profound.
A little bit of background. How long have you been in law enforcement, and what motivated you to get into law enforcement?
So I've worked for the Sheriff's Office for just short of 23 years. It's my only agency I've worked for. I got hired pretty fresh out of college. Originally, when I was in college, I went to Villanova University on the East Coast, and originally I was considering law school after that, and I have my degree in political science. But being on the East Coast in the Philadelphia area during 9/11, and Philadelphia is about halfway between Washington, D.C. and New York, really the idea of public service started to creep in at that point. When I got home, my folks were on the coastside. My dad was friends with a lieutenant at the time, John Quinlan, who was the coastside commander. And when I got back from school and had graduated, we started to have conversation around that, and he kind of took one look at me and said, "You should work for the sheriff's office." Took a little bit to get hired because there was a little bit of a budget issue at the time. But about 9 months later, I was sworn in as a correctional officer by then Sheriff Don Horsley.
Well, you've been all up and down the county, haven't you? You've been in different cities and you've had different responsibilities, but you've never really been to the coastside before. It seems like with every new person, I don't care what type of business you're in, when somebody comes into the management position, they have their own ideas of how things should run. Do you have any goals in mind that you would like to see happen out here?
Well, for me, community policing and community engagement is really job number one. The issue of crime prevention, traffic enforcement, traffic safety, those are always underlying issues no matter what assignment you work. But for us to just maintain positive relationships with our coastside residents, with our visitors to the area, on the weekend, our visitors can cause some traffic issues, but they are essential for our economy out here. And just making sure they're safe and they're welcome and there's positive interactions with everyone we meet is really important to me.
One of the things we discussed with your boss, the new sheriff, back in the old days, there used to be something called the beat cop. And you see this in some of the older movies where there would be somebody assigned to a neighborhood or a section of a town or a city. And they basically became part of that community. They would walk the street. They would have coffee with people. They developed friendships. We don't do that anymore. I guess it's not really possible, the dynamics of it all. But outside of actually assigning people to certain sections where they can get to know people, what's the best way for officers to interact with the public?
So one of the relatively new policies we have with the sheriff's office is the ability for our deputies and sergeants to bid for their assignment. And I will say that the Coastside Patrol Bureau and the Half Moon Bay Police Bureau are one of the most sought after, if not the most sought after assignment. And a lot of that has to do with the positive interactions we have with our residents and visitors. The reason folks seek out this assignment is their ability to take time to walk on Main Street, take time to be in the harbor area, take time to interact with our South Coast residents. While we don't specifically assign folks as a walking beat, you know, we are generally in patrol cars for efficiency purposes. One of my main priorities is to get out on foot and interact with people face to face. And I plan on modeling that behavior. So I would encourage our residents, our visitors, if you see our cops out on the street, take the time to say hello. Take the time, if they're having a cup of coffee, have a cup of coffee with them. Just have that face to face interaction, because the more bonds we build with our residents and our visitors, the better off we're going to be as a police bureau, the better service we're going to provide, just the better relationship we want to have with our people, our residents.
One of the conversations that we had prior to starting this interview was the fact that one of the problems we have, especially on weekends with the tourists, which we love, it's kind of a love-hate relationship sometimes. We love them because it's good revenue for our community, certainly, but they do cause traffic congestion and things of that nature, and they take up a lot of parking spaces, and we talked briefly prior to this interview about the fact that you and your people are going to be a little bit more diligent in making sure that people don't exceed the parking times on Main Street, for example. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's really a compliment to this community and the work that's been done by the city to encourage visitors. You know, Half Moon Bay has always been a spot where folks want to go to visit the beaches, and especially in the summertime when the weather's gorgeous out here. Like I said, it's really a compliment to this community. But we do want to make sure that folks are visiting the right way, and that we're encouraging folks to visit our businesses in town, our restaurants. And a part of that is parking enforcement and making sure that folks aren't overstaying their welcome, or at least moving around and visiting different spots. So we do have a renewed focus on parking enforcement. We have a new community service officer, and that's her main focus, and she's doing a tremendous job. We are smoothing over some rough spots right now. We've had to dismiss a couple citations for lack of signage, et cetera. But for the most part, she's doing a tremendous job. We're always looking for ways to improve and provide service in a better fashion. But that is a part of what we do, and we'll continue to focus on that as the months get busy this summer.
Do you plan to have any outreaches to our young people, maybe high school, where you have events that would give you a chance to let our young people interact with our law enforcement officials?
We do. We have a number of events planned with our community engagement unit through the sheriff's office, as well as our school resource officers for the coast side. You know, some of them surround the holidays, you know, the 4th of July, and get out there and kind of interact with them. A lot of messaging is important too. We want to make sure, especially, you know, this time of year, we'll see the youths, especially high school and some college age, visit our beaches, and we want to make sure that they're doing things the right way. So we do extra patrols of the beach and interact with those folks, and just provide friendly reminders to do the right thing and clean up your trash and et cetera. So we're always looking for ways to interact with them.
One of the things we talked about with the new sheriff was the fact that there are some concerns about revenue not coming from the state to San Mateo County, which could impact our various services, even including law enforcement. Do you see that as a potential problem?
You know, our police services are always at the foremost, and public safety, I know, is at the foremost of our county government, whether it's the Board of Supervisors, our local elected officials. So while we are anticipating perhaps some issues with some additional revenue, you know, vehicle license fund, et cetera, our efficiencies and the way we conduct our business, we don't anticipate our service lacking as a result of funding. We will always make sure that we strive to provide the utmost in community service.
Well, we're glad you're here. And again, welcome to the Coast Side. And if we can be of service to you, I mean, we are a local community radio station. So if you have announcements or something you want to get out to the public, by all means, let us know. And we'll join forces with you in making sure the word gets out.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic, Jim. One of my priorities out here as well is disaster preparedness. And whether it's a tsunami warning, or, you know, wildland fires, we're at risk on the coast side for some of these issues. And we want to make sure that we can get messaging to all of our residents, and that's going to happen in a variety of ways, including your station. So I appreciate the partnership and look forward to working with you.
Very good. Thank you for coming in. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Jim.
Sheriff Bender is now 7 months on the job. Our interview occurred relatively soon after being appointed to the position of Chief Law Enforcement Officer for the county. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.